You're with Paul Macon. This time every Thursday, we look at April showers. We look at April.
Good morning.
Good morning, April Mansfield from the Smithfield Event Cinemas. And April, last week I remembered I asked you, do you remember the song April Showers?
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. Have you ever heard of a guy, you may not have, you ever heard of a singer called Al Jolson?
No, I have not.
Well, Al Jolson, way, 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 way back in the time tunnel, made April Showers his own. He was the original guy that brought out this April Showers. I'll just play you a little bit.
Though April showers may come your way, just for you, just for you. They bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets, and where you see clouds.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful voice?
It is so lovely. I'll have to look that up. That's nice. I enjoy that.
Al Jolson was famous in those days. He was the first real superstar. And he was also, just a little interesting point for you, he was the star of the first ever talking picture.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Claim to fame there.
Yeah, and it was called The Jazz Singer. And it was the very first talking picture. And he was the star of it. But there was also a series out about the Jolson story. And they are great movies. And it tells you the story of how Al Jolson started. But just a little bit more, because it's about April. Hang on, here we go.
Oh,
so if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets, and where you see clouds on the hills, look, look, they're not clouds, no.
Oh, there you go, April.
Oh,
just
I
for
love
you
it. Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now we come back to Earth.
Back down to Earth, yeah.
Down to Earth. And, of course, down at Smithfield, where Marion and I go and see our movies. Now, before we talk about the movies that you've already got there, let's talk about the two movies that are released today.
Yes, we have The Mule and we also have Green Book. So The Mule, we'll talk about Mule first. That one is starred and directed by Clint Eastwood. So you know it's going to be amazing. It's his. I looked into it because I thought it was very interesting. I thought I hadn't seen him in a while, and it's his first starring role in like 6 years. Can you
yes.
believe that?
No, I can, but he's a wonderful director. But, you know, when I saw the shorts, I thought, Clint is getting very, very old, and nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Time catches up with everybody. When I was watching it, I thought, you know, when I see him on the screen, there's something comforting and comfortable about seeing Clint Eastwood on the screen. He occupies the whole screen, doesn't he?
He does. He does. And it looks like a really interesting story. I looked into it a bit more, and it's based off a true story of Leo Sharp, who was a 90-year-old horticulturist in World War II veteran, and he is caught transporting, I think it's like $3 million worth of cocaine.
Mm.
So it's all about this little old man who's broke and alone and facing foreclosure on his business and his house and whatnot. So to make more money, he takes on a small drug job for the Mexican cartel, just moves a small amount, easy, quick money, loves it, gets hooked into it, and then it turns into this massive thing where he's transporting $3 million worth, and the DEA and everybody's after him. So it looks pretty interesting, because you think, how can anybody touch Clint Eastwood? He is fine, leave him alone. Doesn't matter what he does.
No, he is terrific. And, of course, we all remember the Dirty Harry movies. Now, I'll give you a little bit more information about Clint Eastwood. He starred in a TV series called Rawhide.
Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving, Rawhide.
That was back in the 60s, and that was the first time, and he played a character called Rowdy Yates. And Rowdy Yates was sort of one of the hands on this wagon train. And that was where we first saw Clint Eastwood. And then from there, of course, he did a few of those spaghetti-type westerns, and then he went into Dirty Harry, where he became even a bigger star.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
And his company, Malpasso, that's the company that he owns. You'll see that come up when the movie starts, a Malpasso production. And the interesting thing about Clint Eastwood, he keeps the same people that he has employed for years. In other words, the people who worked on Dirty Harry that are still with us and still being able to do their jobs and not retired, he keeps those for the next coming film. So he always keeps the same crew, the same editor, the same director of photography, the same wardrobe, everything.
Yeah.
And these he's very loyal to his people in the Malpasso organization.
Good on him. Loyalty's hard to come by, especially in that sort of industry. So fantastic for Clint Eastwood.
Absolutely. And what's the other movie that's being released?
The other one is Green Book. Now, Green Book, which you've probably heard on the news quite often, it's, you know, won a few Golden Globes, and it's also nominated for, I think there's five different categories for the Oscars.
Wow.
I believe they released, the Oscar nominees on Wednesday, and, they've got five for that movie. So Green Book tells a story about Tony Lip, who's like a working-class Italian-American, who takes on a job as a chauffeur for Dr. Don Shirley, who's a very highly educated, very smart African-American classical pianist, and it's based in, like, 1962. So racism in the Deep South was very, very ripe, very much around. And Dr. Don Shirley is about to do a tour in the Deep South doing his music, and he hires Tony Lip to be his chauffeur and, I guess, his protection in a way. And it's all about their journey down there, the racism that's still present, and then this really, really unlikely friendship that develops between Tony and Don. It looks like a beautiful movie tackling a lot of subjects, and I think it definitely is worth a watch, especially since, I mean, it's getting such great reviews and such big, you know, awards. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, like you said, in the Deep South, in those, particularly in those days, there was a lot of racial hatred. You had the Ku Klux Klan, of course, who were hanging people and hanging black people, and murders were rife down there. So I take it that in this movie, I suspect that maybe each one of them, both guys, this the white guy, the guy who's kind of, he talks like this, you know, he's from New York and all that sort of stuff. And then you got the black classical pianist, I bet they teach each other something of life.
Absolutely. I think that's, you've hit the nail right on the head there. That is exactly what happens in this movie.
There you go. Without spoiling the ending.
Without spoiling too much.
That's terrific. Now, okay, they're the two movies that are released today. Now, what about the ones that are currently there? Just give me a quick run through of them.
Quick run through. So you've got you've still got your Ralph Breaks the Internet and the likes of Aquaman and How to Train Your Dragon. And then last week we had Glass released. I went and saw that one myself. I thought it was brilliant. I love Samuel L. Jackson, and I think he does a really, really great job being Mr. Glass in this. And I think it's really interesting that they were able to, like, mash the two films, like the two worlds together to create this film. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it, so definitely put that one on your list. Instant Family as well, doing really, really good for the families out there. It is hilarious. I saw that one as well. Could not stop laughing. So definitely a good family film for people.
So definitely a belly laugh in that movie?
Mm-hmm. Definitely a belly laugh in that one. And then, of course, you got your Mary Queen of Scots. You got your Mary Poppins. We've got a couple of Marys going on there.
Yeah.
And then your beautiful Storm Boy that came out last week.
Yes. Have you had a chance to see it yet?
I have not as of yet, but it's on my list. Like, it is a must-do.
Yeah, because there's a lot of talk about that movie, Storm Boy, as being a beautiful film, so I can't wait to see it.
It's going to be good.
Beautiful. Now, we're going to go out on April showers. So, April, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And here he comes again. This is Al Jolson that you've just heard about this morning.
Yeah, I love him.
Oh, there you go. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. That is April. Here we go.
For a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever.
paper in a shower.